or more weeks focusing on the on all the rest of the stuff. Today we're going to be focusing on generous, okay? And what does that mean? What does it hold for us today at Hope Community Church? I looked up the word generous, and this is what Mr. Webster had to say. He used one word, magnanimous, and I said, well, that's a big word. Maybe I need to look up that word. And so I did, and that means great, okay? But the word generosity means of a noble nature, willing to give or share, large or ample. Now, that definition could not describe any better the generosity of the members and friends of Hope Community Church. And for that, we are grateful and thankful for you being faithful stewards, especially in this time of crisis that we are in. Has anyone been generous to you? You don't have to raise your hand, or if you want to raise your hand, that's fine. But has anyone been generous? You don't have to tell me the amount of money they give you. Or have you been generous to somebody else? What about at the restaurant? When you tip the waitress or the waiter, were you generous? You know, they tell me, or I hear all the time, that Christians are the worst tippers. Now, can we decide among ourselves here today, we're going to change that, and we are going to be generous to those people who serve us when we go to the restaurant. Now, people are being generous to me all the time, especially if I do a house blessing, or we call it a cottage meeting. We go in and do a few songs, and I bring a devotion, we talk to the family and stuff like that. Now, I'm not going in there expecting anything, but people in turn give me a love offering, or they give me money. Even when we do weddings or funerals, people are being generous as they treat the pastor or the clergy. I remember one time I did a wedding in Ocala, and the lady handed me an envelope, and I saw that there was a $500 check, and I said, wow, maybe I made a mistake, maybe I add a couple of zeros after the five, and so I went and checked a second time, and sure indeed, it was a $500 check. And of course, I had to tithe from all my gifts and my income that belongs to the Lord. And but people are going to be generous to us, and we need to be generous to them. Now, we are focusing on core values. And the word core means the heart, or it means the inner part of anything, or the most important part. Like, for example, the core of an apple. And this is what it looks like. It wasn't that color when I cut it this morning. It kind of deteriorated between my house and here. But this is the core of an apple. This is the inside. This is the most important part of that fruit. But in order for me to get the core, I had to cut away and take away everything that was on the outside before I get to the core. Maybe God is talking to us about taking care of some core issues in our lives. Some things maybe you have been holding on for a long time. Family issues. Someone treat you not right. Anger, animosity, whatever it might be. And God wants to help us all with that. But in order to get to the core of the problem or the issue, He wants us to take care of some of those things that prevents us from getting to the core. Will you allow God, as He attempts to help you, to remove and take away those things that prevent Him from getting to the core? It might be painful. Maybe not as painful as a physical pain, but emotional pain, other pain. But God wants to give us total victory. And in order for that to happen, He wants to get rid. Now this is what all of this came out from the apple before I could get to the core. You try to identify what these things might be, or one of those pieces might be in your life. And allow God to use His spiritual surgical knife to remove those things and get to the core and give you total victory and trust in Him today. We would like to look at some things about generosity. And first of all, I would want us to focus on the generosity of Hope Community Church, of who we are. Let's look at a passage of Scripture. And the light is kind of dim around here, but I could make it. In Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 47, it says, Those who accepted His message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship and to the breaking of bread and prayer, like we're going to be doing this morning. Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. Selling their possession and goods, they give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with gladness and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to the number of the church daily those who were being saved. So first of all, let's look at the early church responded to the needs. Now, a lot of churches and pastors have used that scripture where the people sold their possession and goods and gave it to the poor. They have used that scripture to, in a way, manipulate the congregation and the people to give everything to the church. Now, there is nothing wrong in people giving a generous donation to the church, or even in some cases, willing their property or estate to the church. There's nothing wrong with that. My wife worked for the Salvation Army in New York, Manhattan, and over again, they would know of people coming in that didn't have any family or people to give their property, and they would donate their entire estate to the Salvation Army. So there's nothing wrong with that. And by the way, if you want to donate anything to Hope Community Church, you're welcome to do so. But here is my take on what was happening that day, and that is in light of this scripture. Keep in mind that there were over 3,000 people when Peter preached that message that day. There were over 3,000 people who were added to the church. 3,000 people took a step of faith and accepted the plan of salvation in their lives. And at that time, they thought that they can do something to help the people. Now, there were people, I believe, undoubtedly, who got saved, came in from all walks of life, the rich, the poor, the educated, the uneducated, the well-to-do, those who drove by in their horses and chariots, and those who rode their donkeys. Now, it didn't take a rocket scientist to figure out who were the needy in the group. And so those who had more than or above the average person, the Lord laid upon their heart to help the needy, to give them something of what they had. Now, there's something else to this whole situation as I see it, and I believe it's very important. Those people who sold their goods and their possession and give it to the poor, they did not do it before their conversion. It was only afterward, when they accepted Jesus Christ as the Lord and personal Savior, that they felt that they should do something. Isn't that interesting? When Jesus Christ comes into our hearts and made us new creatures in Jesus Christ, we are different, even to the point of being more willing and wanting to help. And so that's what they did. So Hope Community Church, their generosity is that now we look at who the people are. That's us. Hope Community Church has responded wherever possible as well. Now here are some areas of where Hope Community Church has responded. The activities or whatever is happening in the community. Operation Bless Wildwood is a group that's made up of businessmen and pastors within the area, and we have helped, or this group has helped, giving book bags, giving donation to the various schools. Some of the kids that their parents couldn't afford to send them on a field trip, they use some of that funds to give it to those kids to do that. Kids Central also is an outfit in Welcome that helps children within the neighborhood. Parents bring the children and they work with them, homework, stuff like that. Change Agency Network. This is the ministry with Eric Wowo in Liberia, Africa. International Justice Mission, a ministry to stop human trafficking, as we heard this morning. Okay, Converge is an organization here that Hope Community Church is part of as well, and help other churches to plant new churches and to help them along the way. House of Hope, right here in Wildwood, a drug rehab center. Thanksgiving dinner, we have participated in that. Souls for Souls, giving shoes. Some of you have brought in your shoes. You have given new shoes to people, and those shoes were shipped to different places. Liberia mission trip was also part of all of that, that the church participated. And E3 Family Solutions is an outfit in the area that where they go in and teach the kids to avoid risky behavior, drugs, pornography, premarital sex, areas like those, trying to help the kids from that point on and further. Our church and the people also attended activities like chambers events, July 4th celebration, Halloween, calling it spectacular right there in the city of Wildwood, teachers' luncheon, Christmas celebration. Hope Community has also participated in helping build a house for Habitat for Humanity. And that's how Hope Community Church has responded. The generosity of the family of Hope Community Church. In verse 45 and 46, I'd like to focus on that. It says, selling their possession and goods, they gave to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with gladness and sincerity of hearts. What I would like to do with this point, I would like to break it down in four categories, and that is with our time, our talent, our influence, and with our giving. The Bible says, especially in the area of time, that every day, not one day or 2 days or 3 days, but every day, they met together in the temple courts. Now remember now, the church is dealing and handling with 3,000 people and even more. And temple courts, meaning that I want to believe that they had more than one group going on at the same time, because the scripture used courts, plural, so there were more than one court in the temple area, and people were meeting at different places in those courts, and they were teaching them, and they were having fellowship and everything like that. Just to mention a couple of things, or in terms of what we do here, and first of all, we start with leadership within the body. Barb, for example, the pastor's wife and her family, has housed Eric Wovo for a Change Agent Network from time to time, and other people as well have done that when he traveled to this area from Africa. Hosted home community, in fact, host connection group at the church, volunteer at Hope Community Church as First Impression Director, administrator, coordinator of church activities, attends and volunteers at community activities, ministers to ladies within the church and outside of the church, and also helps with the E3 Family Solution, which is a program, as I said, in the schools that teaches about avoiding risky behavior. Pastor Don, as some of you may have known a long time before, he volunteers as a coach at the high school. He puts in, above everything else that he does, about 15 hours a week doing all of that. He is an ambassador with the Chamber of Commerce and attends their meeting. He volunteers at the pantry here in Wildwood, participated in other activities that when called upon. Josh, our worship leader, and the worship team, they have put in a lot of hours, and many others who work behind the scenes that we don't even know about. Well, Pastor Zeph, I don't know how much we could say about him. He locked all the doors, and he still finds a way out. And sometimes his wife doesn't even know where he's at. And when asked, "Where have you been?" he would say something, "I was about my father's business."
Amen.
How generous are we with our time? We all have the same 24 hours. We are all given the same amount of everything. But how much time do we give to God? How much time do we spend with Him? Even in our personal life, or our time given to Him, and reaching out to others, or getting involved in some other ministry within the body. And I know that we can find something for you to do. You know, if you say, "Well, I would like to do this, I would like to give an hour or 2 hours here." Our talents. Everyone has talents of some kind. Maybe in carpentry, plumbing, an electrician, roofers, general handyman, helping to fix a lock or a screen or something like that. But are we being generous with our talents that we have, that God has blessed us with? We'd be willing to say, "Well, you know, I want to use my talents. I can do this, I can do that, I can help fix this, I can help to fix that." And all of these things we saw and found within the New Testament church. Simple things like just one simple story is that a lady had the grandkids over, and they were playing in the garage, and one of them, they pulled the string on the garage door. Of course, that locks it in. It's not going to go. You could press that button all you want, and it's not going to go anywhere. So they call a doorman, and all he had to do, pull that string back to the opposite way, and the door was opening and closing. So things like that within, I hope at some point in time, and we have done this before. As a matter of fact, we went to Diane's home and we helped. If there are any needs within the church, and you let the proper person know, and it gets to us, the pastors, and we know of somebody who can fit in there, we would love to do that and to help. Or influence. Oftentimes people think that they have to have a master's degree or a PhD in order to be of influence to somebody else. But that's not the case. They are people who are very influential. As a matter of fact, when they open their mouth to speak, something happens. And you don't have to have a master's degree or a PhD or to be very or super smart for that to happen. But if you can help a person change their mindset, not that you want them to think exactly the way you are thinking, but if you get them to change their mindset and they say something like, you know what, I didn't see it that way before, but now that you say that, I understand. If you can help a person change their point of view on something, not again that you want them to share the same point of view, but yeah, that makes sense. Now I see it differently. Or a person who can move someone from point A to point B is that you are an influential person. And if you are that kind of a person, how are you using your influence to help others? In our giving, where the Church Hope Community Church Family fits in. Church family, you have been faithful and generous in your giving, especially during this pandemic time. And we thank you, and may God continue to bless and to provide for you and your family. There are a lot of churches, maybe small churches like our church, who are struggling during this time. But you, the Hope Community Church family, you have stepped up to the plate and you have done whatever you needed to do. And so you have given of all of that. And of course, Hope Community Church, in return, we have helped and supported all of that events and organization that I mentioned before, like Operation Bliss Wildwood, Kids Central, Change of Heart Network, and all of those that we have helped in. Here is something as we are looking to bring this to a close. The generosity of God. We talk about the generosity of the church. We talk about the generosity of the family of Hope Community Church, which is all of you. But what about the generosity of God? How generous was God? He could have sent another Moses. He could have sent another Elijah or Elisha. He could have sent another Joshua or John the Baptist or Paul. But none of those people would have been able to do what his son was going to do. And so John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." The generosity of God is that he gave his one and only son, Jesus Christ, to all of us. What about the generosity of Jesus Christ himself? In Mark 10:45, it says, "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." In Mark 15:20, "And when they had mocked him, they took off the purple robe and put on his own clothes on him. Then they led him out to crucify him." The songwriter says he could have called 10,000 angels to destroy the world and set him free. But he died alone for you and for me. He could have had the blood of other animals. Maybe instead of one bull, he would say, "Well, let's do two bulls, or four, or five. Instead of one lamb, let's have the blood of five or six other lambs, or goats, or whatever. Or as a matter of fact, let's find every single animal on the face of the earth, and let's use their blood for the atonement of sin." But only the blood of Jesus Christ. And he was willing to go. The generosity of Christ is that he was willing to give his life so that we can have life and have it more abundantly. The generosity. Being generous. And I don't know what you would leave here today, but let's make an attempt. However God's Holy Spirit has talked to you this morning, let's make an attempt to be more generous in some of the areas, or maybe all of the areas that we have covered. And but first of all, let's think about this as we close. Someone took time out to introduce you to Jesus Christ. Would you in return take the time and whatever talents you have to lead someone else to Jesus Christ? And you would see the difference, just like it was explained and demonstrated on that day, that only when Jesus Christ came into their hearts and lives that they saw and that they were moved to give to those who were in need. Let us pray. With our heads bowed and our eyes closed, and you are reflecting on the message, on the words this morning, I'd like to encourage you that if God has laid upon your heart something that you need to pray about, or something that you need to deal with, take a moment and talk with Him. Maybe it could be that there is a core issue, something that you have been holding on to for years and years and years, and you cannot bring yourself to forgiveness, to lay it down. And God wants to get to that core. He wants to remove all those things that are preventing you from getting there, to give you that entry. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you again for the faithfulness of your Holy Spirit. We thank you for being our guide and our teacher. We thank you, God, for helping us along, from taking us from point A to point B in our spiritual walk with you. I thank you, God, for our family this morning, all those who were here, and those who couldn't be here because of the COVID. I ask, oh God, that you would reach out and touch them, that you would hear and answer their prayer, and give them the victory that they so deserve. We thank you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.